You're with Sounds Good on WKMS, our midday music and community conversation program. I am Tracy Ross, joined in the studio by Kate Lochte. And on the phone, we're pleased to welcome Nashville-based actor Jeff Obafemi Carr to Sounds Good. Mr. Carr, thanks for joining us today.
Hey, everybody. I'm happy to be on Sounding Good with Sounds Good.
Now, you will be at Live at the Alhambra in Hopkinsville, February 8th at 7:30, to perform your one-man show, Route 66, Finding Nat King Cole. How did you develop this show?
Well, the development of the show goes back to my childhood, and I tell this story in the show itself, but it takes me back to my dad, rest his soul, who was a little bit older than the dads in the neighborhood. My dad was 46 years old, I think, when he had me, and 50 when he had my sister. So he got started kind of late. So while everybody was listening to the Jackson 5 and Earth, Wind & Fire and the Sugar Hill Gang and all the new hip-hop, my dad was blasting Nat King Cole out of an old broken record player that he kept in the living room. And even when he thought the record player was turned off, the volume switch was broken, so we kind of heard this stuff going on all the time in our household. And whenever a song came on, my dad would tell you the history of the song, and he would always talk about Nat King Cole and what was so great about Nat King Cole. And my father was a World War II veteran, so he always talked about the Greatest Generation. So as I got older and as I started getting into theater and as I started producing and writing plays, I always said that I wanted to do something that would discuss my relationship with not only my father, but my relationship with Nat King Cole's music. My dad was very encouraging of us as kids, and I became a singer early on. And one of the artists that I just modeled everything on was Nat King Cole. And people began to tell me when I got in college, oh, my God, you can sound just like him. And so I figured, how can I put these two things together and all of these component parts together and create a show that would allow us to not only get to know the experience that I had with my father, but get to know a little bit more about the man, Nat King Cole, and some of the great gifts that he gave to us musically.
Where did you grow up?
I grew up in Nashville, Tennessee. I'm a homegrown Southern guy. And grew up with three kids in the house, working class family in South Nashville. I grew up and went to school at Tennessee State University and then started an acting career and a film career and started traveling around the country. I lived in New York 2 or 3 years and came back home to settle and build some institutions here. And that's where I've been the last few years.
Now, when you're doing this show, sort of give us a synopsis of how the show itself, and we're talking with Jeff Obafemi Carr, who's performing Route 66, Finding Nat King Cole at Live at the Alhambra, February 8th. Tell me how the show unrolls and develops.
Well, the show starts at a sound check where I'm a performer who is getting ready to do a Nat King Cole review, and then we go backstage where I'm the actual actor. And I'm telling you about my life and what my biggest dilemma is. And that is trying to perform as Nat King Cole and personify him as best I can while at the same time preserving my own unique voice. And that's something that happens with artists. It happens with actors. It happens with writers, with painters. It's this whole desire to lose yourself in the art, but to define your art for yourself so you can have your own voice. So there are snippets of conversation that I have with my father, snippets of conversations that Nat had with his father when he was young, and we kind of marry those two things together as we go en route to the revelation of Nat coming back and sharing songs with us from his great reviews. So all along the way, we get to hear the deep and profound meanings behind some of our favorite songs. And we also get the added treat of hearing the songs, too. So you hear songs like Smile, songs like Nature Boy, When I Fall in Love, Unforgettable, Route 66, of course, Straighten Up and Fly Right, and some of the unique stories that came from the history of that song. And we explore those things. And it's, to be frank, it's something that a lot of people have not seen before, and a lot of people say that when they leave the show. They said, you know, I didn't know what to expect, but I had a great time because I laughed. I had somebody who cried once on the front row. I thought I would have to stop the show because they were almost beside themselves. And we have a whole range of great emotions. Well, it's a funny story because we premiered this show at the Amon Ra Theater in Nashville, Tennessee, in the fall of 2010. And Takiya Crystal Kima, who many of your audience members would recognize as the mom on the Disney Channel's That's So Raven, and she also was one of the founding cast members of In Living Color. She came in from L.A. to direct the show for me. And during the run, the show became so popular that we had people seated on the front row. Literally, it was a black box. If I crossed my legs on stage and laid back, my toe would touch somebody's toe. They were that close to me. And there was this lady who was just, she started to weep uncontrollably during the last part of the show. And I'm dressed up as Nat and I'm singing. And, you know, of course I'm in the zone as an actor, so I'm not going to break the fourth wall in that regard. But there's a lady next to her that's consoling her. And in that particular manifestation of the show, I had an opportunity to do a talkback discussion. So after the show, I just said, I looked at her, I said, are you all right? And she said, yeah, the reason I was crying is my husband used to do business with a hotel in Miami. And the business that he did led him to be able to go back and forth whenever he wanted to, and they would have concert series. And this is back, you know, in the 60s. She was saying the late 50s. And she said, my husband, for an anniversary gift, brought me to Miami, and we had a show in the ballroom, and it was one of Nat King Cole's final performances. Mm. And he came to the table and sang Unforgettable to us as a gift. And your depiction of him was so realistic. It was as if I was back in that moment again. And my husband passed 10 years ago. And it just so emotionally connected to me that it was a beautiful moment. And that was a touching gift for me, mm-hmm. as a performer, to be able to transport people. So I think audiences, when they come, one of the things that I enjoy is being able to transport them back into a time where they can feel and connect with this music that was so great. And for new people who may not have gotten an opportunity to see Nat live, I think this is a great opportunity to experience that too.
Jeff, you mentioned when you're in the zone as Nat King Cole. I don't know if actors can do this, but if you can, what do you do to get in the zone? What does it feel like inside when you are being Nat King Cole?
It feels as if I am sitting in the balcony watching somebody perform, and I'm no longer in the body. I think it's the reason why performers perform. It's the reason why musicians play and writers write. And I've had a multidisciplinary career and flashes and all of that, writer, playwright, performer, director, et cetera. And in each one of those cases, going to that zone allows me to completely immerse myself in the art and say that it really isn't about how well I can perform. It's how can I utilize the skills that I have as a performer to simply get out of the way and let Nat have his voice. It's also interesting because the first part of the show, where I am me talking to the audience, I explain the process of how actors get to that point where they have to let go and why they should let go. And in my little mind, of course, my performer's mind, I like to think that the gift that Nat gave to me through his music, the gift that he gave to the rest of the world through his music, is best experienced when we can get out of the way, let the music speak for himself, go for itself. So that happens during this play, and it's a great feeling. It's a euphoric feeling. It's an exciting feeling. It's an out-of-body experience. And then during the curtain call is usually when I come back to my normal self and I feel like somebody's kind of beat me up and used my body. And I say, wow. I say, oh, this is me again. Because during the show, I mean, there's physical movement. I play. you know, I played probably six or seven different characters and different voices along the way, and it's a physically demanding show, but it's something where I feel like I've left everything on the stage, and, you know, I enjoy that feeling.
Goodness. Will you have an accompanist?
I will have, for this particular show, we'll have the music that's been tracked. So my trio will be on tracks, but I guarantee you it's going to be some smoking music. The stakes are really high for a show like this because, you know, if I get in a space where I'm performing with a full-out trio or if I'm performing with a full-out orchestra, we're working on a version where I'll have an orchestra backing, there are a lot of moving parts, but sometimes your band can save you. If you get a little bit off, they can kind of save you. when it's just me and the performance tracks, and again, it's the music of this track. Every song is sung live, 100% live. There's no recorded vocals in the show. Everything is going to be me crooning it out. But that kind of pushes the stakes up really high. So it's me, it's the audience, and it's the tracks, and it's the stories, and it's like all of this put together in one special, you know, 75, 85 minutes of just movement, interaction, fun, enlightenment, and the stakes are really high. And I enjoy high stakes because that excitement, that anxiety that comes for an actor is something that you learn to embrace, and you put it on stage, and the audience will enjoy it.
I'm sure they will. It sounds like a wonderful experience, and we can hear crooning in you, can't we, Tracy?
Absolutely, absolutely.
So it's not a stretch. We know that for sure. Again, we're speaking with Jeff Obafemi Carr of Nashville, who performs live at the Alhambra in Hopkinsville, February 8th at 7:30 p.m. Admission is adults $25, and you can get tickets at the Penny Royal Arts Council. Call 270-887-4295 or go to pennyroyalarts.org. Jeff, thank you again for being with us.
Thanks so much. I look forward to seeing you guys at the show, and everybody in and around Hopkinsville, take an opportunity to come out and see the show and get your tickets early if you can, because we've sold this show in a lot of places and had a lot of packed houses, and we're going to have a great time. And I'm honored that you guys took a chance to or took the time out to have me on, and look forward to seeing you again.
Thanks.